So we're 40 today, and I did tell you a little earlier we're bringing back some of the big names from the past. And one for me that sticks in my head was the guy who did the breakfast show from the 90s through to the noughties, me, Mark Page. How are you, Mark?
Paul Griffiths. I'm fantastic, yeah. But luckily, I don't have to get up at a silly time anymore, so that's pretty good. But I used to love getting up to do the breakfast show on the Pulse of West Yorkshire. It was great fun.
You were here for about 4 years, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was. I remember that in the middle of my four-year run was the millennium, and it was we were worried that the Pulse was going to close down at night, and our boss, Steve Martin, had to come in and in case all the computers went ballistic, because everybody was worried about the millennium bug that 00 on computers was coming. Bananas. So we were all worried that we'd have a radio station to come back to on January the 1st or 2nd, depending when you were coming back, but nothing happened.
You were here as well for the Bradford City promotion from the First Division, weren't you?
Yeah, well, that was a great season. I'm from Middlesbrough, and I'm a massive Middlesbrough fan, but I really enjoyed meeting everybody at Bradford City, because they all used to listen to the breakfast show and everything, and I knew Chris Kamara and people, and Paul Jewell was manager, and he got them promoted, and it was absolutely fantastic for City to get promoted. So they had a celebration match. And they couldn't get anybody to play them because the season was still on. There was still a game to go. So they played against an ex-Bradford City 11 organised by John Hendry, who played for City. And I was plugging it on the Pulse. Said, oh, great game coming up on Wednesday. City will show the trophy. There was roughly about 15,000 at the game. And anyway, John Hendry said, well, do you want to play, Pagey? And I went, oh, yeah. So anyway, I was on the subs bench, but I was out warming up about an hour and a half before. And sometimes you have good days and bad days on the pitch and that. But I was pinging the ball about in the warm-up. Anyway, we got halfway through the second half and John Hendry waved me on, and I raced up the wing just in his wake behind him, and he got brought down in the box, and I grabbed the ball and held on to it, and he said, Pagey, do you want to take a penalty? I said, yeah. So I put the ball down and I smacked it past Aidan Davison. Oh, and that was like, I was made up after that. I was trying shots from 30 yards, 40 yards, because I didn't get anywhere, but I'd scored against the Bradford City promotion winning team. It was fantastic.
Tell me the Harry Grayson story.
Well, this is an interesting one. So I'm doing the breakfast show. I did the breakfast show for about 4 years, Paul, and always looked at different things locally. What could we have a bit of a laugh about? What could we talk up as being big and exciting? And at this time, Harry Grayson, who everybody knows off Luck North, had been doing Super League on the telly. He'd done a couple of series here and there, but he wasn't doing Luck North anymore. Anyway, BBC re-signed him for Luck North, which was a big thing.
Yeah.
And the BBC put all these billboards around West Yorkshire, and it said, Harry's back, and it was a picture of Harry Grayson, and we were talking about it on the air, and I said, oh, but it's not the same, is it, because he shaved his tash off, because Harry used to have a really good tash. I said, oh, it's not the same, is it? No. Anyway, one morning after the breakfast show, me and Prize Guy, my sidekick, got a pair of stepladders, went up Great Horton Road, put them in the back of the car, up Great Horton Road, not too far away. I'd cut out a big plastic moustache, right? I scaled the billboard, and I used hammer and nails, and I nailed this plastic moustache onto Harry Grayson. And then the next day I pretended like, wow, have you seen this? People have called in. But actually, I'd done it. But what's quite funny is over the following days, the bits of plastic cracked on the moustache. Somebody sent round the BBC, probably, with our licence players' money, sent round a billboard cleaner to take the tash off. But Harry Grayson was back with a tash at least for a week.
Brilliant stories. I bet you've got quite a few to share over that four-year period, Mark. Good place to be, eh?
Yeah, Pulse is a great station, and still is to this day. Whenever I'm whizzing past in West Yorkshire online, I do catch the station. Heard you, Griffo, last time I was in Halifax buying a cat. Not everybody does that, you know what I mean? I was buying a cat, a big cat, not a lion or a tiger, but a big cat in Halifax driving through, and then I got stuck on the traffic trying to get on the M62, and I'm listening to you as well. So and the cat was as well, which is good news.
Mark, I know you're busy, and it's been really good to reminisce and talk about the good days here at Pulse One. And you have a good day, okay?
Okay, happy 40th, everybody. Bye-bye.
It's Griffo. This is Paul Griffith on The Pulse. It's Griffo. Now, back to the best music for West Yorkshire. West Yorkshire. 97.5 FM, 102.5 FM. On The
Pulse. That was Mark Page. He was the breakfast show host, 97 to 2001. So we celebrate our birthday. Here's new Carly Rae Jepsen. You're stuck in my head.